Coach, getting ready, season opener, making a road trip to McCook. Hopefully it's been a good summer of work for your kids in the weight room. Hopefully good numbers. You feel like the first couple of weeks, things are going well for you.
Yeah, things have been overall really good. We're really excited. This summer, the weight room, everything like you talked about, practices, we do feel like we're ahead of where we were last year. We got 19 returning starters. We threw a lot of guys in last year as sophomores who probably weren't quite ready. They've been able to rebound really well this year, I think we got some. We made up some ground, and we're happy with what we got.
A great tradition of football, Beatrice, over the years. I know doing this for a long time, Coach. Boy, the Orange Men have always been tough. I don't know if some of these kids on the team have had, you know, brothers that played in the past, but they want to bounce back, I'm sure, in a big way this year, don't they?
Oh, yes, definitely. And, you know, we've been preaching that ever since I took over as the head coach the last 5 years, going into year six here. Just embrace the tradition. It is a proud program. And, you know, we've kind of had some rough patches here lately. But, you know, we're excited where we're at now. We got a tremendous freshman class. We have 27 kids out, a solid bunch. And so, you know, we're really working hard to get the energy and the excitement going in the program again. And, you know, this could be the year where we kind of get back to a competitive level.
So overall, freshman to senior class, your numbers overall pretty good?
Pretty good. We're up where we're at. You know, we still got on the junior side some light numbers, but sophomore and freshman, yeah, like I said, we're just in those two classes we're in the 40s. So we're really excited what we got coming. And like I said, the crew that we've got for juniors and seniors, the numbers might not be as strong, but we do got some quality players with those numbers.
Just kind of looking back to last year's roster to this year, Coach, I think skill position-wise, is that an area where you've got some experience and some hope that, hey, that bunch is going to be pretty good?
Yeah, you know, after the McCook game, we really kind of shook up our offense and kind of went back to the drawing board, and we ended up the rest of the year starting sophomore at quarterback, Boston Crawford, so he's back with a year experience. We moved Merrick Johnson exclusively to tailback, and he had about 600 yards rushing, and he's back. Our next top rusher, Connor Hayden, he's had a good offseason. He's back. So we got some up-and-comers that we're really excited about, too, that we weren't able to use last year. We get a ton of experience back on the line, and, you know, we're excited to see what they can do, and we have a quality opponent with McCook who's obviously going to test us, and we got a big challenge ahead of us tonight.
And as always, a very tough district. You know, Waverly's going to be, we'll see them in a couple of weeks, the Norrises, Pius, and yourself. You know, when it gets to come district time, it's not going to be easy chore at all, is it?
No, it's not. We got a very strong schedule. We always do, but you know that's how we like it. We want to have those schedules where we're in big games, and we have tailed off a little here, but you know we can get back to that. And that's the type of football we want to be in. And you know I think 7 of the 9 teams we played last year made playoffs. So you know it was a pretty tough schedule, but you know it taught a lot of our young guys what it means to be to compete in class.
Special teams, kicking game, it's always important. You feel like you've got some kids there as well.
Yeah, we get back both our kicker and punter. Both of them are doing great here in the preseason, so we're excited there. We got two new return guys, so that's going to be a little change. But, yeah, we feel like our kicking game will be strong this year.
Well, what about the Bison? It's going to be a game, Coach, where, oh, boy, a lot of kids you see on Friday night are the same kids that played last year in the same game at your place.
Yeah, I think they get back 17 returning starters too, and you know they've got a lot of skilled guys that you know demand a lot of respect, and we're gonna have our hands full. They've got team speed is going to be a big challenge for us. They've got everything from on the receivers to their running back. I think their quarterback's going to have a big year for them this year, and it's going to be a major challenge for us because they got a lot of weapons, that's for sure.
Everything been going okay preseason? Hopefully no kids banged up. You're going into this one on Friday night pretty darn healthy.
We are, for the most part. You know, we are thin at that depth. That's always been a concern of ours. We battled that the last couple of years. Hopefully we can get past that point with our young guys coming up through the program. But I think our biggest challenge Friday night, outside of taking on the skill and the toughness that McCook has, is our depth going to make it? And that's our concern. But we feel like we're pretty healthy going into this. And, we've been creative in trying to take on anything that comes our way. And hopefully we can put things together.